Before we go on to some of the most frequently asked questions, I need to take a few moments to talk about an extraordinary transformation that happens in a small percentage of kings. And they're still kings, but there is a moment, and I know a few of these men who remember the exact moment, but it's a moment in which all ambition disappears. It's a moment in which their lives become purely about contributing to others. So they're still a king. It's still about providing, but it lives differently. It's a kind of allowing that happens even. These are the men that we would call our wise men. I call them elders. And you can recognize an elder because he'll still have the stature of a king. He'll still own the ground that he's standing on the way that a king does. A king owns that space in which he exists. But he's not forthcoming. And what I mean is he's not coming forth. He's not coming at you. He's not, I've decided you need this, so here it is, which is classic king behavior. He's more, I see something that they could need, and if they ask me for it, I will provide it. So enormous wisdom, including the wisdom to recognize that if someone doesn't ask for your advice, they're not likely to take it. And they also have the wisdom to have recognized that the best information is often the information that you discovered on your own. So one of the things you can kind of use to cue yourself into your dealing with an elder is if you ask them a question, they will often answer you with a question that has you look for yourself and answer for yourself. They don't have prescriptions the way that a king would naturally have, and which is great and fine. They have a different kind of approach. They almost become Socratic in the way that they interact with issues in life, and they provoke thought and thoughtfulness. There's a kind of way of being in life where they have nothing left to prove. They have nothing left to accomplish. They have no agenda that must be fulfilled. They are available. They are available for support. They are available for knowledge. They're available for encouragement. They're available for what's needed. They can be recognized by their humility, which is never, ever, ever, ever a quality that I would use to describe a king. Kings are not meant to be humble. So if you meet a man who is clearly accomplished and is a provider and exists as a provider in life, but he is truly humble, you have encountered an elder, and you'll hear them acknowledge, you'll hear them talk about their lives and how many blessings they've had. And they always acknowledge the people who gave it to them. Elders take very little credit for where they've become. I love being around elders. They're very dear. And the biggest mistake we make is because they can be quiet and unassuming, is not asking for their advice, and therefore missing out on their wisdom.